This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Arlo Perez Esquivel. State labor officials say about 1,500 furloughed federal employees have applied for unemployment benefits in the state since the government shutdown began. Once they get approved, it can take 4 to 6 weeks to receive payments. Deputy Executive Director Sherrod Hovind says when the checks arrive, they'll only cover part of a worker's income.
Unemployment insurance provides for up to 55% wage replacement. So if you think about it, it's not dollar for dollar.
Hovind says federal claims are more complex because the state can't immediately verify federal wages, which means more paperwork. And workers must repay benefits once their back pay arrives. Denver police are investigating vandalism at the center on Colfax, a facility that provides services and advocacy for the LGBTQ community. Early Saturday morning, someone threw a large rock and tried to shatter three windows near the main entrance. The center says its alarm went off and the person fled before officers arrived. Security footage confirms the attack was deliberate. A quarterly report from the state's hospitals show a system in distress. The Colorado Hospital Association says 7 in 10 facilities and most rural hospitals ended last year in the red, with expenses exceeding revenues. Uncompensated care costs are rising. That's because hospitals are taking on growing financial burdens as more Coloradans lose their health coverage and turn to hospitals as a safety net. You're listening to CPR News and KRCC. Have a great Sunday.